Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
I have tried her sauce, and it is really, really good. You're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL FM in Grand Rapids. We're also on in Lansing at WVFN The Game and the Big Talker WJIM in Lansing as well. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What is cooking is Old World Olive Press, four stores around Michigan. We are at a live remote event of theirs in Rockford, Michigan. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be down at their store down in Plymouth. I always want to say Fenton. Sorry, Shasta. We want to welcome the folks in from WBCK 930 Battle Creek and WKMI 1360 Kalamazoo Talk. Thanks so much for listening in with us this morning. We're on the Michigan Talk Network, and Jop and I, we just like travel around and we taste beers all over. We were just talking with Tom Buchanan from Jamesport Brewery in Ludington, and we got the best gig because we're gonna get on the Michigan Brew Festival, Summerfest, and a lot of great stuff.
A lot of guy stuff going on, but we got a pretty lady with us right now, and it's Shasta, the proprietor from Old World Olive Press. Shasta, this whole oil gig, it confuses a lot of people. Can you enlighten us a little bit about the health benefits and the variety of oils and how somebody might choose one of those?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's important to know that we're bringing in the absolute freshest product that you can possibly get. And how we do that is we use the growing seasons, just like Michigan has a vegetable and fruit season, so do all the other regions of the world. And what we're doing right now is we're wrapping up product from the northern hemisphere, the northern crush, and in a couple months we'll have the southern crush, which will then be the freshest product you can possibly get. And that's really the key difference between us and buying it off a grocery shelf or maybe at a different boutique, is that we have a certificate of analysis on all of our regional oils, and we can break that down to chemistry. And really, the chemistry with the olive oil is where it's at.
You know, when I was in Panama, I had a Southern Crush.
Oh boy.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Right. But anyway, so the freshness is the key. It's the difference in your shop versus others. Now, I'm looking down literally a menu of different kinds of oil here. It's a little overwhelming when you walk in the store. If I was to walk in the store, what two or three questions should I have an answer to so you can direct me in the right way of what kind of oil I might buy?
Sure. The first question we're going to ask you is, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to cook? What foods do you like to eat? And that's going to really direct us from there. If we've got a really big foodie in, chances are they're going to go right to the regional oils because they know that the health benefits from the polyphenols and the chemistry of that oil is really where it's at. So you want to answer for us, hey, what are you going to do with that product? From there, you know, how do you like to cook? Do you like to grill? Do you like to saute? Because that's going to direct us to different oils that have maybe a different smoke point.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And a smoke point, that is the temperature at which it flares and goes into smoke. And you want to take it to that, but not right there,
right
up to it. So, you know, one of the things that when we were down with you last time is you were actually using a butter-flavored olive oil on popcorn.
Yes, we have some of that today. If you come out, we have some popcorn drizzled with our butter extra virgin olive oil. And the cool thing about that product is it's gluten-free, it's non-dairy, and it's an awesome substitute for butter.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live at the Old World Olive Press in Rockford, Michigan. We are sampling a half a beautiful Hefeweizen from Jamesport Brewing Company in Ludington, and talking with Shasta and Corey, the owners here, husband and wife team, four stores around Michigan so far.
Well, and you always do that plug.
You've got some great things going on with your business. What changes are coming up right now with Old World?
Yeah, well, in addition to importing always the freshest, and you know the hemispheres keeps us pretty hopping, we are just on the cusp of bringing in some wine. So we will also here in the next couple months be able to offer wine sampling and tasting in our stores. And we're super excited about that because we have found that the vinegars pair excellent with a great wine. So it's going to be almost a one-stop shop where you can come in, you can grab a bottle of wine, pick up your oil and vinegar, and go home and make just a smash-up meal.
Those grapes don't have a chance.
They don't.
Jop, on the live line, we've got our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, fellas. How's things going in Michigan?
Hey, we heard you had a little competition story you wanted to tell us real quick.
Hello.
Rob, can you hear us or not?
Well, I think we lost him.
All right.
He's our favorite cowboy, but he just fell off his horse.
Yep, right. We're hearing him, but he can't hear us. So anyway, moving on. Shasta, so the pairing up the wines with the vinegars, you're going to be able to educate somebody when they come in the store as well, correct?
That's correct. We have a certified sommelier, which will be here on staff with us as well, and his wealth of knowledge is just, it's far past mine. He is just a huge asset to us.
Fantastic. Now, if I walk in the store, the experience is a little overwhelming. There's those big silver pots. What do you call them? There's a name for those.
Foosties.
Yeah, a foostie, right. Well, there's dozens.
You just like saying that.
Foosties.
Right? There's dozens and dozens of these things in the store, all filled with vinegars and oils. When I walk in, somebody can walk me around the store, familiarize me with it, but also kind of coach me as I go along, can't they?
They sure can, and that's really what we're here to do is we want to take that experience and make it an education process for our customers as well. We found that the stores have become a destination for people that are a novice cook or, someone that's not. So our job is to kind of find out where your level is of cooking and knowledge and then be able to take it from there and help you.
The cool thing is the little tasting cups. I mean, you can literally just pull up a little bitty shot glass and take little sips of very different balsamics. I mean, they range so widely in flavor and aroma.
Yeah, and you'll find even the white vinegars are going to have a different flavor profile than what the red vinegars are. The red, they're typically a little bit sweeter, sometimes a little bit easier to sip out of a cup. The whites are going to be crisp. They're not aged, typically, with the exception of a handful of them.
So they're not balsamics?
They're considered a vinegar. The white is considered a vinegar. The red is considered a balsamic.
Okay.
All you ever wanted to know about vinegar and more, right?
You know, it sounds funny, but like I've said before, you and I have learned a ton from Corey and Shasta. And I mean, what the different things you can do with food with a really good balsamic. It you'll get spoiled because you'll go to a really nice restaurant and they'll serve you a balsamic dressing. And it's like cider vinegar. It's just nothing like your balsamic.
Well, thank you. And, you know, on that same note, we've been out to dinner at places, and we've seen people pull out a little bottle out of their purse. And that's the highest compliment, really, that we can get. That's just, that's telling for
us. You sell travelers, is what you're saying.
we can, yeah.
So
kind of like a flask.
So Jack Daniels are pulling out?
Yeah. Well, we don't ask questions.
Right. Well, Shasta, thank you. That's great education on the oils. Later in the show, we're going to have you back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the balsamics. Because
awesome.
It is a yin and yang type thing. You really need to have one and the other for different cooking situations. And the flavor profiles are really great. So coming up next, we're going to talk with Lemon Creek Winery. Caitlin Lemon's going to be on the line with us. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.